Well, YouTube family, it's March the 7th at about 3:40 a.m. The Lord just finished giving me a message. He began, "Let's talk about volcanoes." I said, "Okay." He began, "Recently, Yellowstone has become more active, and what is anticipated is the destruction of much of America. And yet I have told you, I will moderate this outpouring so that it is not catastrophic. Not many believe or will believe this, for much of the world still relies on what is sensational and the worst possible scenario, simply because they don't believe in God or what I can do to save your country, which is also mine, for it is my country too, you know. Even though they've rejected you, Lord, it's only the foolish, but in America there are many, many Christians. And though they haven't completely come to terms with their Masonic capital, my spirit is with them and on their hearts, especially as things begin to heat up. Many more will return to me wholeheartedly." I was thinking about the revival that's supposed to happen, that so many prophets have prophesied there was going to be a revival before the rapture. And I was thinking about that. I looked at the Lord, and he shook his head back and forth in the negative. I flinched, and I thought, but everyone says that, even good prophets say there's going to be a revival. Claire, it's not going to happen. You hesitate because of the embarrassment it might cause you if you're wrong. May I say that if you are wrong in hearing me, a revival would totally obscure your negative prophecy. That is, there is no revival coming to America until the rapture. What he means is until after the rapture. I'm sorry, that's the way it's going to be. That is my agenda. Who can argue with God? I said. You, my love, all the time, as a matter of fact, he said wryly. I laughed. Yeah, I guess I'm guilty as charged. You are a stiff-necked one, you are. Is that why my neck hurts, Lord? Undoubtedly. Okay, but this is not a laughing matter. Many prophets have said there would be a revival before the rapture. But I've always felt a check in my spirit, and now I wonder. I wonder about the destiny of those who would have repented. Yes, I've given ample opportunity for turnarounds in this country. Ample opportunity. I will not have my revivals met with scorn and contempt again. Something must soften the hardened hearts in this country, those who have made materialism their God. That is why I am waiting. What about the economic collapse? That will be coming after the rapture as well. Wow. Yes, wow. A time of unparalleled suffering. But this will break the backs of those who have nothing but scorn and contempt for the Bible, for prophecy, for the little and simple ones, and those whose God means everything to them, and they do not live for what they can get. They live for me, because getting me means everything to them, and so I'm not about to make life more miserable for them. I will wait until they are up and gone, and then the hammer will fall. Hammer? Yes, the hammer of judgment on this nation. It will come all at once, which, by the way, fits in with the agendas of the ruling elite. They will have more control when there is no recourse for people to get food other than the government. You have noticed, slowly, the squeeze is being put on the little food banks, those not in step with the government, the alternative groups, the ones that are more independent. Yes, I've wondered about that. I do fill you in, you know. Well, I'm beginning to see just how much. Getting back to volcanoes, I have targeted the areas of the world that deal in human trafficking, drug running, and gross injustices against mankind. Earthquakes and volcanoes will take many lives and destroy much. It is not my wish to see any suffering in humanity, but you have no idea the atrocities against mankind these areas are involved in. The blood of their slain cries out to me from the earth. I will not delay. I will bring justice. Also, these volcanoes are entrances to the underworld, direct channels to the bowels of hell. And as hell fills up, the earth expands. This is no private thought of yours. I know you've had this thought before. I've given you this understanding. It came from me. Oh Lord, that's horrible. There's also an increase in activity before demon aliens make their public entrance on the earth. They're demons who have alien bodies. Everything is orchestrated to bring forward the last kingdom that will rule the entire world synchronistically. Demon aliens will be enlisted by that government to search out and destroy communities of resistors, along with clones that will come forth from every corner of the earth. Even now, small pods of such creatures inhabit even the most remote areas of the world, waiting for the word to come forth to search and destroy resistors. This new government would not be possible were it not for the help of these clones. Yeah, I'm going to take a break here for a minute. The Lord permitted us to watch the X-Files for a while. I don't think I've ever watched anything darker and more morose in my life than those X-Files. But I remember one particular episode of the X-Files when the star of the program was looking for his sister. And it was out somewhere in Montana, I think, on the flats of Montana. And he saw a little girl that was raising bees with a bunch of other girls and boys. And she looked exactly like his sister, the last time that he saw his sister. And they were in a very remote area. I remember the scene where they were with these bees that they kept, and there was a man working on the telephone lines, and the bees killed the man, and they just stood there and watched. No emotion, no nothing. That was pretty grotesque. I mean, that was really bad. So, the Lord goes on, the skies will be so full, demon aliens, that people will be beside themselves with shock and awe. In the very beginning, they will be led to believe they are benign. Then, without warning, the supposed evil ones will invade, and a war in the heavens will break out. This is only a staged event to galvanize all the countries into one government. Lord, may I have a vision of this? I was expecting a multicolored scene, but the skies, somewhat polluted, were filled as far as the eye could see with disks and other vehicles of strange proportions and shapes, all very monotone and metallic. Although the sun didn't gleam off of any of them, it seemed to be a rather hazy day. Maybe that's why. He continued, "It's no coincidence that volcanoes and sin are in proximity to one another. There are connections to the demonic activity increased in an area where the portals are open. This is also a fact in Hawaii. Oh, my love, there is so much you are ignorant of. Stop trying to make it fit your logical mind and just type what you hear, will you?" Uh-oh, ouch. And that's what was going on with me. He was telling me these different things, and they were getting more and more bizarre to me in my mind. Intellect was resisting them, and he finally called me on it. So, "I'm sorry, Lord." I hung my head. He lifted my chin and said, "I love you," with a lilting tone of voice. I smiled. "I know I'm a piece of work." He replied, "Indeed you are, and I never tire of working the work. So don't crumble under my rebuke. Those who God loves, he chastens." "I love you," he said again in that lilted tone of voice. "Okay, Lord, really, your help assumed. I'm going to stick to your facts." "Thank you. I guess now you're getting to see just how much pride in human intellect is in control of your thinking, huh?" Way more than I imagined. "Yes, well, I've hidden that from you. May I say that is what has hindered you from hearing me all these years?" "Really?" "Well, in point of fact, yes, and other things such as cultivating more virtue so you could be trusted and wouldn't buckle under pressure." "Well, that's enough explaining you to you for now. I'm not quite finished yet." "Oh, I'm so glad, Lord. I want to hear more." You know, you're a funny one, all right. One moment you're balking, and the next minute you're pushing. Who can understand you? Thank you, Lord, you can. Okay, so there's a correlation between the volcanoes and demonic activity that is sin. Okay, now, because of this little interruption here, I wanted to go back to the thing about Hawaii, because that's where I started to balk. He said there are connections to demonic activity increased in an area where the portals are open. This also is a fact in Hawaii. And I was thinking, huh, really? And that's when he called me on my unbelief. Continuing. Also, superstition and strange rituals, almost always involving human sacrifice, are in these areas. Those movies you saw as a child were not just movies. They were based on fact. And you can be sure that where human sacrifice is involved, Satan is right there with them, under the guise of their local deity. Yes, I remember the Incas and the Polynesians in those movies. Every culture has their own brand of Satanism. All, however, lead back to him. Oh, Lord, that's so gross, what I'm thinking. I was trying to figure out, you know, how they managed to get life or get a body. And he began explaining that to me, and I said, that is so gross, what I'm thinking. And what I was thinking is that the life in the sperm is taken by these demons when it's not discharged properly and implanted in the egg of an abducted woman or in an incubator. This is so sci-fi, but you were right on target, he said. You've seen just enough on the internet to know how they create life. But what about a soul? They are soulless, occupied by demon entities. They only take the seed. Demons have a similar pattern to angels and humans. And what we're talking about here is the uncreated light. And there's someone on the internet who has done some research with this, but the uncreated light is something that the Russian and Greek Orthodox, it's a phenomena where there'll be an orb of light with kind of a hazy pattern to it. And it's not a demon. It's actually an angel or one of those saints in heaven. So the uncreated light, he began, is characteristic of a being who is present. Whether it is demonic or angelic or human, it is a life form. But doesn't the soul come from you when the egg and sperm are united? Indeed they do. But I have not given them a soul. I prevent it. Rather, they have hundreds of thousands of demons waiting for a body. At that, I was picturing what the process was like. He said, yes, yes. So the demons take form when they are given a vacant body? That's correct. But what about the interdimensionality of these creatures? Is it like a glorified body? God forbid. It's interdimensional. That is, it can take a form in different dimensions without losing its substance. Wow, that's over my poor little head, Lord. I know. And you're blessed because you're following me without editing anything to suit your human understanding. You see, this is how inventors work as well. I put ideas in their heads, they work them out, and a new discovery of science comes forth. All has been done and allowed to bring humanity to this climax you're approaching now. This is the critical hour. Woof! Yes, I know. You see, that is why demons cannot be destroyed, only bound. And in the end, all will be fed into the lake of fire for eternity. That is, forever and ever and ever. Do you see? Life cannot be destroyed, but it can be confined. The bodies they inhabit can be destroyed, but not the demon within. At least I have not provided for that option. There will be so many lessons to learn. You've heard of tough love in the penitentiary, right? Yes. Well, there will be visitations to behold the lake of fire for the sake of understanding the destiny of those who choose evil. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast in its image or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. It's Revelation 14. I guess with that comes another question. After the millennium, there will no longer exist evil. So why would tough love be necessary? All things spoken by me shall be fulfilled. The earth will be full of the glory of the Lord. No longer shall evil have any place to inhabit. All will be regenerated according to my eternal design. That's enough for tonight, my love. I know there are some that scoff at this, but don't trouble yourself about them, and I won't either. I laughed. In their own time, their eyes shall be opened. What I'm giving you is for those who can receive it with understanding, that in the end they will see that good shall triumph, and there is much to look forward to. These records are being given to you that others not fall into despair. Had the church been doing her job, this would not be necessary. But due to political pressures, much has been suppressed. But now is the time for them to be revealed. After he finished talking, I heard a scripture in my spirit. Go your way, Daniel, for these words are concealed and sealed up until the end time. Many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. But those who have insight will understand. That's in Daniel 12:9. And that's the end of the message, dear YouTube family. Thank you for listening to our channel. God bless you. Pray for us, and we always pray for you.